Well, we're certainly glad to see everyone here this morning.
很高兴看到每一个人啊，在神的殿中。
Before I go any further, I must make a correction.
那我要再继续以前呢，我需要稍微再强调一下。
I was looking for my Jewish friend. Is his name Alex?
Alan.
Alan.
Alan. 那我在找这个就是我们犹太人的朋友 Alan.
Alan, are you here?
No, I don't think so.
No, he's not here.He won't even know I made the correction. Anyway, he is Jewish, and when I said the other week, which you probably don't even remember, but I told him I would make it right. And that was the fact that the Jewish people, when they bury their dead, they have to wait a year, and then they have a ceremony where they take a plaque. They don't dig them up again. That's what he didn't think was, and I'm glad he straightened me out. They take a plaque and then put it on the temple wall.
那因为上一次哈，就是上一次我讲到说，有讲到说犹太人他们在就是哀伤，就是在那种就在手上的时候，哀伤的时候呢，他们有一年的时间是手上的时间，然后之后呢，他们呢需要把那个骨头捡起来放在盒子里面。事实上跟我们的跟我们的中国人传统很像，但他们不是把它挖起来哈，因为他们的那个埋葬跟我们不一样。那我在这里更正一下。
This morning, let's turn to John 14, verses 15 through 18.
约翰福音第十四章，新约约翰福音第十四章。
While you're getting that, I want to thank the Lord for His help, helping Mrs. Shee and myself as we went to the meeting and I got my business done in Baltimore. But it was very amusing. It took us almost as long on the train to get from West Palm.To Raleigh, North Carolina, as it takes us to go to Taiwan.
那我们在进入我们的这个经节之前呢，我要顺便的谢谢各位的带导，让我们可以在这个从这里到Virginia， 然后到 Baltimore 这个当中的一切的聚会、一切的行程都非常的顺利。但是我也体验到，从这里到北卡的这个火车呢，因为我们选择这段坐火车呢，竟然比去台湾还久。
So we had a very eventful trip. We traveled by everything but boat and horse.
所以我们是哈，又是船又是马哈，意思是说我们这什么交通工具都用上了。
Bus, I guess. Okay, Dorothy, if you read that.
Okay, 14 and what? Sorry.
15 through 18.
Okay. 十四章对不对？十四章哈，然后十五节到十八节哈，十五节开始。如果你翻到我们一起来，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。好，到这里。
Now, this morning I want to talk with you about this particular promise that Jesus gave to his disciples.
今天早上我们要谈的是神特别给他的门徒的这个应许。
Now, he was having a very intimate time with his disciples.
那这是一段他特别跟他的门徒亲自在一起的很亲密的时间。
These are in the last hours before his death.
也是他在上十字架受死之前的几个小时。
Now, there he promised them something that he didn't speak a lot about during his life.
那他在这里呢，他答应的呢，不是关于他自己的方面的一些他的生活。
But now he's saying to them, I will pray the Father that he will give you another comforter that he might abide with you forever.
他离开之前跟他说呢，我向父祷告，然后要赐给你们另外一个安慰者，另外一个保惠师。
So you see, he was telling him then that someone else is coming.
意思是说呢，我走了，可是呢，有另外一个要来。
It was not an it or a thing.
那不是一个东西，或者是用那英文是用那个代名词，就是那个没有生命的，不是这个没有生命的。
It was a personality. It was a person.
那是一个有位格的。
Well, you said, I guess he didn't fulfill that then, did he?
那你说那有吗？有这样吗？有真的答应的有做到吗？
I don't see anyone that God sent that he would stay and be a comforter to me all the time.
我没有看到上帝差遣这个宝会是这个安慰者呢跟我同在而且呢安慰我没有感受到啊。
And that's one of the reasons why I feel like the Holy Spirit is not to you an intimate person.For some of you.
那可能是因为圣灵对你来讲不是一个有位格的神，然后跟你在一起亲近的神。
See, if we could only realize that he is here as Jesus was there at that time.
那你要记得哈，就是当耶稣在，因为 Jesus there and he's here.
No, Jesus was
here.
Was on earth.
Yes, okay, 好。那当耶稣在世上的时候，你要有一个观念，事实上圣灵是在天上，他们两个位置是一个在上面，一个在下面。
As I told the class this morning, the Sunday school class, that the fact was that you and I may have said or may think, if I had only been born in Jesus' time.
今天早上我在教主学的时候，我就讲说，有人可能有这样想法，但我希望能够活在生在那个耶稣在世上的那个几年里面。
It would be so much easier.
那对我就信耶稣就很容易
了。I could see him healing, and I could see him feeding the 10,000. I could see him as he worked and taught.
我看着他生活，看着他讲话，看着他医治人，看着他喂养上千个人，那我都看得到。
Then I would have believed.
那我就容易相信耶稣了。
But that's not true.
但是不见得。
For they were there, the multitudes were there. They heard him, they watched him, they saw what he did. But they didn't all, just a few followed him, truly followed him.
那个时候当耶稣医治也好工作也好讲道也好不是很多人在那里看吗那群众那到哪里去呢他们并没有很多人来跟随他。
You see, even though he was there, he kept asking for a sign. They kept saying, give us a sign that you're the Messiah. Give us a sign.That you're who you say you are.
即使耶稣在那里让他们亲眼看见，那些人仍然要求一些神迹、一些征兆、一些眼见。
One scripture said he sighed deeply in his spirit because they were always asking him for a sign and not accepting him for what he was.
所以耶稣就为这样的一个他们的不信呢，心里很忧伤，而且呢有这样的叹气，因为他们总是要看见其他的不愿意接受耶稣。
You see, our relationship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a matter of the spiritual, not of the physical, not of the eyes, not because we would feel him, see him. No, that's not where our relationship really is. It's within our spirit.
我们相信神跟神有这种关系。
And that takes faith.
是建立在我们的灵跟神的这种交通不是在于你眼睛看到什么或者是你感觉到或你摸到什么啊，所以呢这种跟神的这个属灵的这个关系呢是这个交集呢是发生在这个灵里面的所以呢需要你用信心来体认
Now to talk again about the Spirit of God the Holy Spirit we see in one place where they were there all together for man
那我们可以看到事实上我们可以圣经 看到呢事实上圣灵三位一体的圣灵呢他也是在里面出现过的。
It was at the baptism there at John when he was baptizing.
当施洗约翰帮耶稣施洗的时候呢圣灵就在那里。
And the word of God tells us that Jesus when he was baptized went up straight out of the water and lo, the heavens were open and the Father the heavens were open, and the Spirit of God descended on Jesus as a dove, and the Father spoke then. This is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well.
被施洗完成后，他从那个水里面站起来，然后圣灵就被差遣，像鸽子的样子，然后有声音说：“这是我所喜爱的儿子。”
Now this was written by Mark.
这是马可写的。
Now this was written after the time. This was written later in Paul, when the Holy Spirit revealed to Mark and brought back to remembrance to Mark those things that happened during Jesus' time.
马可写这些当然是在之后神的灵默示他又回想到这件事情不是说当时候写而是之后呢回想写的。
But this is a beautiful picture. But you say there, he was a dove. He came in the form of a dove.
你说那这样圣灵就像那个鸽子吗？就是鸽子的样子吗？
Well, do you think he could have come like he was, a spirit?
那如果他是那个看不见的灵的话，他来我们就看不见了。
He needed an earthly body to use.
那他的这个灵呢，他要用一个看得见的形体。
And the beautiful dove was what he used.
那他用这个美丽的鸽子。
This week I was at my aunt and uncle's, and they have a bird feeder right out of the kitchen window.
我这个上几天呢，跟我的姑姑跟姑丈住在一起，他们前后面就有一个那个喂鸟的一个东西在那里。
And I looked at the birds, and some of them were doves. They were beautiful.
那我看到很多鸟种来吃的时候呢，其中有一个就是那个鸽子，好漂亮。
The other birds were picking and fighting, trying to get to the seed, but the doves found a place where they could just gather the seed.
你可以看到哈，好多鸟进来的时候呢，那个不是鸽子的话，那些鸟呢就会大家好像在抢一样，然后到处乱啄这样。但是那个鸽子呢，却很安静的就找到它的地方，慢慢的吃。
Now again, you say he's a person. How do you know that he's a person?
或许你反问我说，那你怎么知道他是一个有位格的神呢？
Because he had characteristics. He has characteristics of a person.
他有一个有位，就是好像我们有个性一样，他有他个性的属性，他的特质。
He has knowledge.
他有智慧知识。
He is not just a spirit of power fluttering over you.
他可不是只有我们想的时候，
是 living in your heart.
一种奇异的能力在这边运作，不是这样子。
In 1 Corinthians 2:11, it tells us this: For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God.
在哥林多前书第二章十一节。那你告诉我们，我找一下来念哈。
You see, this is.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. What you doing?
2:11, right? 好，这里啊，十一节告诉我们，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Okay, we see then that he is filled with the knowledge of what he must then impart to you and I so that we can understand what God wants.
圣灵本身是那种有智慧的，所以他把他的智慧给我们，以至于我们可以想起或了解神的事情。
He has a will.
他也有他的意志。
In Corinthians, it tells us that he gives gifts to those who he wills to give them to.
哥林多里面告诉我们说呢，圣灵随己意，按着他自己的想法心意给我们恩赐。
That's why I don't seek gifts.
所以那就是为什么我从来不想去求恩赐。
You get yourself all hyper seeking gifts sometimes.
有时候你求恩赐的话，事实上我们求的过分了哈。
When you need it, God's going to give it.
你需要的时候，圣灵会按着他的心意给你。
And if He wants you to have a gift that will be a lifelong productive gift, he will give it to you because he knows you need it.
那如果你在你的生活当中呢，你需要这个恩赐的时候，他一定会按着你的需要满足你的需要。
So what he wills to give us, he has a will, the Holy Spirit.
所以你可以看到圣灵按己意，有他的意志，有他的意愿来分配他的恩赐。
He has a mind.
他也有心思。
And it says, he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit.
那他呢来鉴察，就是让我们鉴察我们的心思意念，他可以来搜查我们的心思。
Because you see, the Holy Spirit is making intercession for you and I according to the will of God.
然后圣灵在我们跟神之间呢，好像在为我们祷告，在搜查我们的心思之后呢，为我们祷告。
Our intercession cannot be, Lord, I want a million dollar home.
那如果你跟神求说，神啊，我要一个上百好几百万的家。
And we constantly asking God, oh, I want $1 million home.
主啊，我就是要这个。
And we're trying to intercede for our $1 million home.
主啊，我要这个很华贵的这个家，为什么我没有得到呢？
But you see, I don't think probably that's the will of God.
那但是呢，刚好不是神的心意。
So he makes intercession according to what is the will of God.
所以有时候我们祷告的时候呢，神会圣灵呢会在我们当中呢做一个协调，把神的心意，然后也告诉我们，然后教我们怎么祷告。
As a person, he has a personality.
他有
he has power.
因为他是有位格的，所以他有个性，然后他有能力。
It says here, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you might abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
好，在这里罗马书第十五章这里有一句话这样说哈，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。圣灵是有能力的。
You say, I think of Jesus and oh, my heart is stirred. But you have to realize it's the power of the Holy Spirit that moves on your spirit that then touches the heart.
有时候你对一个信息或者是对一个诗歌你很感动哈，有时候你以为说是因为我的感觉很好，不是，是圣灵的灵在你里面，然后激起你，给你充满你，让你激起你心里的喜乐跟你的平安，让你有盼望。
Now the fact that he is a person or a personality as God is, as Jesus is, we find in the very first chapter of Genesis.
圣灵既是三位一体的神，那么我们在创世纪一开始我们就看到圣灵的出现。
We know more about him at Pentecost.
那当然我们在五旬节，就是耶稣升天之后五旬节的时候呢，
比较 Genesis 1:2.
看到很多圣灵的事，但是呢，事实上创世纪就有了。我们看圣经的第一本书创世纪。第一章第二节，创世纪第一章第二节，圣经的第一本书，创世纪第一章第二节，他这里说，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
And it says the earth was without form and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God.Moved upon the face of the waters. And this is what he is known in the Trinity, the Spirit of God.
神的灵就在这个创世的时候已经表现出他三位一体的灵的存在。
Now, this Bible of ours, the Word of God very plainly tells us it was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
这一本书怎么写成的？圣经很清楚告诉我们是神的灵默示，神的灵来启示写成的。
Let's look at 2 Peter 1:21.
我们往后面翻，从后面翻到彼得后书，从后面翻过来，圣经的最后面翻过来，彼得后书第一章二十一节。彼得后书第一章二十一节，从后面翻过来，启示录，然后约翰三书，然后彼得，有一个彼得后书第一章二十一节。Just a little bit. 这里告诉我们，因为预言，这里的预言是指神的话，圣经。从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
Okay. Now you notice that he says here the prophecies did not come in the old time by the will of man. It wasn't what they wanted. It wasn't what they said. But holy man speaking as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
预言的啊。来源呢是出于圣灵的感动，借着人的口说出来的。
That's why I recognize in my own life, through the years, I could preach, and I would preach, but I've never changed a life. I am only a vessel. And if the Holy Spirit doesn't use me, I'm not effective a vessel.
所以我深深地体认到，我虽然可以讲到，我讲要有一些内容，但是呢，我知道不管我讲的怎么样，我是没有办法改变人的，除非圣灵他动工，除非圣灵他工作，不然的话，我只是一个工具，一个空的一个器皿而已。所以我体会到，我只是一个器皿而已，那这是要圣灵做工的。
You see, the Holy Spirit is God's guide.To it in our lives today.
那圣灵呢？神差遣圣灵要来成为我们生活的一个导引。
It said that the Holy Spirit said to the church, "I want you to separate me, Barnabas and Saul." And then the Holy Spirit also spoke to Peter and said, "Go down to the centurion and preach the gospel to the Gentiles."
那使徒行传那里也告诉我们，就是呢，圣灵差遣分派。这些人保罗也好，或者是巴拿巴也好，到出去呢，可以传福音。
He is our guide.
他 他是一个带领者,
一个导引者。He is the one that impresses on our heart what the Father wants.
他是把那个上帝的心意,
You see, that's the importance of the Holy Spirit that God sent to be with us.
那是神所差遣要跟我们在一起的神。
You see, I really, really want you to understand today that He is not some kind of vapor, some kind of power. He is the third person of the Trinity.
今天我希望大家有一个正确的概念，就是当谈到圣灵的时候，不是某一种奇异的能力，一种异能，而是他是三位一体有位格的神。
Why we may say, I wished I was here when Jesus was here. Friends, you are here when the Holy Spirit is here.
所以你不用再怕，希望说，哎呀，我但愿那个时候耶稣在我也在旁边。
And He's not in Israel.
事实上呢。 圣灵就在这里,
He covers this whole span of this world.
而且圣灵不是只有像当时的耶稣只能在, 以色列行走, 圣灵现在是全世界充满在我们当中。
He's with you, He's with me, He's real, He's here with us.
他现在就跟你在一起, 就跟我在一起, 跟我们全部在一起。
That's why that little children's song is so real. Be careful, little hands, what you do. There's a Father up above, but He's not only up above, He's dwelling here with us.
小朋友唱了一首歌,说你要小心,你的眼睛看什么,你的手做什么,你在做什么,你要小心,因为呢,有一位天父在天上,那事实上呢,不是在天上而已,他就在这里看着我。
You see, the reason we don't realize it is He's not like mother.
那为什么我们, 不感觉到呢,不领受到,因为呢,他不像妈妈。
You see, when we say something bad, He doesn't slap us in the mouth.
因为如果我们有妈妈的话,我们讲错话,他就跟你打两个耳光,但是圣灵没有马上打我们的耳光。
The Spirit of God is here to guide us if we want to be guided.
如果你愿意给圣灵带领的话,他就在这里就要导引你。
He's here to lead us if we want to be led.
如果你愿意给他带的话,他就是很愿意的来带你。
In the characteristics of His person, He can be grieved.
为什么我们说圣灵是一个有这个位格呢？因为我们也看到他有这种忧伤的情绪。
And the Word of God says, "Grieve not the Spirit."
他说呢，不要让圣灵担忧。
Because it's by Him we are sealed to eternity.
因为这个圣灵呢，我们已经被盖了印记。圣灵呢，为我们盖了印记。
How do we grieve Him?
那我们怎么样会让圣灵担忧呢?
Well, how do you grieve people?
那人怎么样让你担忧呢?
By not trusting them?
当你不信任那个人，就那个人不信任你的时候，你就会有那种忧心。
I feel very grieved when someone doesn't trust me.
当有人呢对我不信任的时候，我心里就会有一种好像很沉重的忧伤的感觉。
Condorita Rice, whatever it is, Condorita or something, Rice. When she was there answering the questions and Mrs. Boxer called her a liar. And Mrs. Rice said, now we can discuss and we can talk, but I don't want you to question my integrity.
那这是政治谈话对不对？是一个政治谈话。 OK,国务卿,OK,好,对不起,我这个人孤陋寡闻。 这个当中呢，有一个就是有点像国务卿，然后政治谈话，当有人去好像怀疑他，去说他是一个骗子的时候呢，他这样回答啊，他说你可以跟我不同意，你可以跟我有一些意见的争执，但是我不要你来怀疑我的这种诚实的这种特质。So
we can grieve Him by not trusting Him.
所以当你不能信任圣灵，信任神的时候呢，圣灵的心呢就担忧了，就有忧心了。
But because you're not fully aware that He's a person, it just goes by and you think nothing.
那只因为呢，你很忽略圣灵，所以呢，你就不管他怎么担心你，他怎么样忧心呢，你才不会管你，反正你做你的事。
He can be resisted, the Word of God tells us.
他可以来。 彰显神的话,可以来证明神的话。
And the writer was saying in the New Testament, just as your fathers did in the desert, you are stiff-necked, you are uncircumcised, you just resist the Spirit of God.
他可以斥责,那这里是在使徒行传,对不起,我翻译了21章,21节。 好，那在这里呢，圣经谈到说呢，你们是应着景象心和耳未受割礼的人，时常抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样。所以呢，我们可以抗拒他。
So also he can be lied to.
那当然我们有时候会欺哄，我们可以让他忧心，我们也会抗拒他，我们也可以欺哄他。
In the early church, Ananias and Sapphira, they lied about some property, to Peter.
那我们知道在使徒行传说有一对夫妇呢，他们呢就对彼得呢欺哄，就是他们该给的没有给，然后就欺骗彼得。
But it was the Holy Spirit they truly lied to, not Not
但是当他们欺骗彼得的时候呢，实际上他们欺骗的对象是圣灵，所以彼得说你欺哄圣灵，实际上他骗的不是人，是骗神。
An immediate judgment came on them.
马上他们就躺下去了，他马上审判就来了。
And they died.
他们就在那里就灭亡。
Now it's a good thing to us that God isn't always giving immediate justice.
那我很感谢神啊，他现在对我们不是那种马上的处罚。
We'd be walking over a lot of corpses.
不然的话，我们就大概就存留不了了哈。
But we see here that he's not only this in the sense of he himself is a person, but I want you to show you this morning how he is part of the Godhead.
那我刚才提到圣灵有他的属性，他是有特性的，他是一个就是有位格的，好，他有他的情绪，他有他的意志。那现在我要告诉你，他怎么样来彰显他的神性。
As Jesus, we see here as God in His attributes, the same is the Holy Spirit.
你怎么样看到耶稣的这个特质呢？就看到圣灵的特质一样的，他们是神。
He's omnipotent. He's all powerful.
他是全能的，圣灵是全能的。
Oh, the wonderful power of our Spirit of God.
神灵的能力呢，是很奇妙的。
He can go before us and make paths straight for us.
当你前面还没有走的道路很歪曲的时候，他可以帮你去把它铲平，把它修直。
I had to go buy a monument for my mother and father's grave.
那我这次去有个任务，我需要去帮我的父母亲呢立那种墓碑。
I didn't know where to look. I didn't know if I was going to have to go to the graveyard plus to the place where they made. I just didn't know anything about it.
我实在是不晓得从哪里开始，到底要去那个牧场呢，去这个葬仪社呢，我都不晓得从哪里开始。
And my aunt gave me the great big telephone book for the city there.
那我的姑姑就把一本很厚的这个查电话的本子就丢给我。
So I took hold of it and I opened it up.
那我就把它打开。
There was monuments, grave monuments.
就看到这个墓碑的这个公司这个
店。Right there. And I remember they were near where I had lived before, and we called and we went there and they took care of everything. It was just so.
所以就很顺利的从看到里面的广告，然后我们打电话到他那边去选好，非常的顺利。
I had asked the Lord to make it easy, and He really did.
因为我在之前就祷告了，因为我不知道怎么办，所以我说神啊，你要帮助我，你要让我能够顺利，因为他那段时间有限。
Now you see how I said to you, I asked the Lord.
那我记得我跟你讲哈，我求了主。
Sometimes we'll say we ask God.
我们求了神。
But do you notice we don't talk much about we ask the Holy Spirit?
但是呢。圣经却没有说我们要向圣灵来讲。
You say, is that because we disrespect him?
为什么圣经没有强调圣灵，向圣灵祷告，向主来祷告呢？难道圣经他们不尊重圣灵吗？
No, you see, that's how God ordained his coming.
那不是的，那是因为在神的这个命定里面，对于主的再来的一个很完美的一个设计。
The Holy Spirit, the Word of God said, did not come to open himself and to talk about himself, but he came to talk about Jesus and glorify the Son of God.
神的命定是这样，圣灵到世上来的时候，不是在证明自己，在荣耀自己，他是在打开对这个耶稣要再来的这个主呢，让我们证明，让我们可以荣耀主，不是荣耀他自己。
Through the ages, we've recognized that the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is the one that administrates what God does. But somehow or another, He always gets seemingly a side seat. But it doesn't bother
you. 你可以知道，从头开始你就看到圣灵的工作，他跟着神是一起做工的。但是呢，总是没有看到圣灵的名字被尊荣，哈，好像就被冷落、被割开一样。因为他的目的不是要来荣耀他自己。
You see, we say, well, the Holy Spirit, that's why really we just don't understand Him. Yes, because He didn't come to teach about Himself.
为什么我们那么忽略圣灵呢? 因为呢, 祂不是来, 把祂自己介绍给我们, 所以我们不会好像很注意到。
He came to administrate what Jesus did.
他是来教我们, 帮助我们, 来想起, 或者是明白耶稣所教导的。
Yes, He has all knowledge like God. He knows all about us.
他当然是一个, 无所不知的神, 他知道我们。
He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Everywhere.
他是无所不在, 哪里都在的神。
He is eternal like our Father.
他是永恒的神, 他是跟我们 就是跟父神一样,
He was there at creation.
他创造时候在那里。
He was there when life was given to us because he breathed into the nostrils and they became a living soul.
当神造人的时候, 把那口气吹进去的时候, 灵在那里工作。
And we know He is the one that has been working not only in the New Testament where we see Jesus said, I'll leave you a comforter, a direct something He said He would do for us to be a comforter. But in the Old Testament, it was the Holy Spirit that directed the minds of holy men to prophesy about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在所认识的圣灵是主所讲的，他是我们的安慰者，他是我们的导引者，他在给我们一些智慧。但是呢，到旧约的时候，你会发现呢，那些圣者、那些先知讲话，总是要借着圣灵的感动受感。
He's everywhere today.
他无所不在。
And He lives within the center of the spirit of man who has opened his heart to Jesus Christ.
他在哪里呢? 如果你是那个愿意打开你的心，相信主耶稣，接受主耶稣的人， 他就在你的心，你的灵那里，你的心灵里面。
It's the Holy Spirit that applies the blood to our sinful souls.
是圣灵把耶稣的宝血来带到我们这个生命中，让我们产生功效。
And even before that, it was the Holy Spirit that convicts us, that tells us about our sinful life, that tells us about the longing of Jesus in our heart.
连你在还没有认识主之前要去承认说我是一个罪人，我需要耶稣这样的一个对自己的一个面对呢，都要圣灵给你指责，都要圣灵呢来彰显给你看，就是你要圣灵呢来帮助你来明白，连你这个都需要圣灵。
He's the one that regenerates us, quickens us, makes us a new man in Christ Jesus.
那他让我们的灵苏醒，让我们可以成为一个新造的人。
He seals us for God.
圣灵为你盖上了印记，对我们这些神的儿女盖上了印记。
He puts God's seal of ownership on us.
他把我们属于神的这个印记就盖在我们的生命里面。
He's the one that causes us to remember.
那他也让我们想起，他帮助我们想起。
Let's look at that 26th verse in chapter 14 of John.
约翰第十四章，刚才我们一开始念的约翰福音第十四章。 What verse?
26.
26节。 约翰第十四章26节。 14章26节。 好，我们一起来。 但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
So we see here that He brings all things to your remembrance.
所以圣灵会叫你想起来。
Now there are some people that question the New Testament, the Gospels, and the others.
很多人在怀疑这个旧新约里面的四福音书的这个写作。
How can they write such a book several years later after it's happened?
他们的怀疑的问题在哪里？就说呢，哪里有这些作者可以经过那么久了，还可以回来写这些东西？
How can they make it so detailed that they give questions that Jesus asked and answers at such and such detail?
那他们写的时候呢，连那些对话细节都写得清清楚楚，这个对人来讲怎么可能呢？
Because it isn't them.
因为不是他们写的。
It's the Holy Spirit bringing to their remembrance those things that Jesus said and did as they so they could write it down.
是圣灵的默示，圣灵的感动跟启示，让他们想起，让他们记得过去的那些细节。
Does he ever remind you of anything?
你有没有这种经验，圣灵提醒你一些事情，有没有？
Many times I feel something that, oh yes, that's...
很多时候我就这样突然间想到，想到就是圣灵提醒我。
The Holy Spirit is more a part of our lives than you realize, Christian.
圣灵在你生活在你生命里面的跟你在一起的这种参与事实上是很多很多只是你没有体验到而已
It is he that teaches us the will of God
他也让我们知道教导我们什么叫上帝的旨意
上帝的心 Oh yes, God has a will for us
上帝对我们是有心意的
And he begins to show us in God's word maybe by circumstance maybe by providence or whatever it might be he begins to teach us what God wants us to do.
那他知道上帝的天父的心意之后呢，圣灵就借着环境，借着一些情况，然后让我们想起，提醒我们，神的心意对你是这样子的。
It's he that nudges us along.
是他常常在就是紧盯着你。
And other times I think he pushes us along.
有时候他也会催促你，催赶你。
But it's he that deals with us to let us know what is God's will.
那圣灵本身是在让我们知道神的话。
That's why you say to yourself, people can read it in the Bible, they hear it, but it doesn't seem to make any impression on them.
那有时候呢，你就看到有些人念圣经呢，哈，读是读了，可是呢，就没有什么样的得着，哈，就是为什么？因为他们没有这种圣灵的光照。
That's why the Holy Spirit must bring it to us so it becomes real to us.
那就是为什么呢？你需要圣灵把这个话呢，成为一个活的神的话，然后来感动你。
And when it comes real to you, nobody's going to change your heart. You're going to follow Jesus.
当你一读到那个话对你是真实的时候呢，你就不会被动摇了，你就该。怎么样你就做了
He comforts in time of sorrow
在你的人生里面需要被安慰的时候他会安慰你
That's why Jesus said I'm sending you a comforter He was telling those men at that particular time one part of the work of the Holy Spirit they were going to comfort them
在那个时候耶稣快要受死之前呢事实上耶稣知道他的门徒是会忧伤的所以他特别说我要差遣一个安慰者来安慰你们
He isThe comforter.
他确实是我们的安慰者。
When my friend died and her husband and her daughter-in-law and baby, when it hit me, oh, I'll tell you, it just ripped through me.
当我的好友他的家庭碰到车祸去世的时候呢，对我来讲是很大的打击。
I wept from one room to another.
我呢从一个房间走到另一个房间呢，就是哭个不停。
But I can remember so plainly, I came back to the living room or dining room table.
但是当我记得说那个时候我就走到我的这个吃饭的那个饭厅的时候
And suddenly something deep inside of me said this is my will
里面有一个很真实的声音告诉我说这是我的心意意思说他的朋友的去世呢是神看为好的是他的心意
It was as if he lifted that load off of my heart
然后我那里面的忧伤的就好像就没有了
He comforted me, and in those words, there was a comfort deep inside of me. This is the will of God.
他从心的深处深深的安慰我，这是神的话告诉我们的，他是安慰者。
He can come to different people in different ways to comfort you.
对不同的人，他有不同的方法来安慰你。
Many times we are not even fully aware that it's Him that is comforting us.
太多时候你都没有体会到，你都不知道圣灵在要安慰你。
I've heard people say, "I don't know how I could have gotten through that."
有的时候我们经过一个困难，我们会说呢，哎呀，我都不晓得我是怎么样可以过得了关的。
But by the grace of the Lord that was administered by the Holy Spirit.
但是借着神的恩典呢。给我们圣灵，事实上是圣灵把我们带过去的。
He gives us power.
他给我们能力。
Power to tell about Jesus.
有什么能力呢？可以让你有能力去告诉人家关于耶稣的事
情。Power to overcome the evil one.
可以让你胜过这种恶势力的攻击的这样的能力。
Sometimes he gives us the power to keep going.
有时候他也给你那种力量可以让你继续的向前。
But it's the blessed Holy Spirit that is constantly working with us. He also sieves our prayers. He sort of gets out those things that aren't good and isn't right and selfish, and he brings them to the Father.
事实上是圣灵陪着我们，带着我们，跟我们一起过每一天，而且在我们的祷告里面呢，帮我们过滤哪一些是要呈到神面前去的。
He empowers us for service.
那他在我们这个服事里面呢，给我们力量。
There are some things we could not do in ourselves.
有些事我们实在是自己做不来的。
We may not have the personality for it.
因为呢，我们可能没有那一种特质去做那个事情。
We may not have some abilities for it.
我们或许没有能力去做这件事情。
But he empowers men down through the ages to be able to do God's will.
但是圣灵会把能力好像注入你的。这个能力里面呢，让你可以完成神的托付。
Years ago, many preachers had very little education.
在很早以前呢，一些讲道的人呢，没有太多的知识。
But the power of God was very real on them.
但是呢，反而你看到圣灵在他们身上的能力呢，是很明显的。
And at times, many times they had revivals when the power of the Holy Spirit moved the hearts of men.
在那个时代呢，反而看到很多的人因为圣灵的工作呢，让他们得到更新，得到复兴。
That's why we cannot say I cannot do it, Lord.
那就是为什么你不能跟主说我做不到。
He can look us straight in the eye and say I know you can't do it.
那如果你跟主这样讲，主会跟你说没有错，你根本做不到。
But the power of the Holy Spirit empowers you to do.
但是他要告诉你，圣灵的能力要让你做得到。
That's why, my friend, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
那就是为什么我们需要圣灵给我们能力。
You see, the Holy Spirit is not a power for you to use.
记得圣灵的能力不是供给你来，不是专为让你来用的。
But he is a power, to use you.
而是呢，他有那种能力可以来用你。我再重复，这个很有意思哈。圣灵不是给你能力让你去用，而是圣灵呢，他有能力来用你。
I say I want the power to heal.
或许你说呢，我要医治的能力。
Why do we want the power to heal?
什么原因你要被医治?
That's where it has to come. We have to look first. Is it our own desire that man can see what God can do through us?
这他的意思是说呢，我要先看一看到底我要得医治的动机在哪里。意思说呢，这个我要得医治的主权不是在我自己，然后呢是在神自己。
You see, many times, maybe without realizing it, we're wanting that power to be used so that man can see us.
有很多时候我们要求圣灵给我们什么或来给我能力是为了要彰显我们自己。
But in reality, he just wants a vessel.
但是呢，事实上反过来，当圣灵要啊给你能力是要用你成为让你成为一个器皿。
He just wants a pipe.
他只是要一个好像管子一样。
He just wants little clay pots.
好像他要一个这个啊、茶壶，这个啊、就是陶器皿一样。
That he can fill with his spirit.
好，让他的圣灵的力量可以到你的这个瓦器中
来。That he can use, that he can flow through.
好，让他可以好好的透过你来用你。
I like education.
我当然喜欢教育。
I wish you could call me Dr. Schwartz.
那我也但愿的，我有个名衔叫做 Doctor 什么某某博士。
But I've learned one thing, that if I was even Dr. Schwartz, I wouldn't be any more effective than I am today with the power of God in my life.
但是我知道一点，即使我今天挂了博士的名义呢，我知道如果没有圣灵，我的工作还是没有果效的。
Now he may use me in a different way, in a different place.
那他会用个人在不同的地方，不同的方法用我们。
But the fact, my friends, if you allow him to use you as a vessel,
如果你愿意让自己成为一个空的器皿，然后容许圣灵来用你的话，那就很有果效。
I like what Jill Briscoe used to say, I'm just a little clay pot.
那我很喜欢有一个讲员这样说呢，他说我只是一个啊一个小小的一个空的一个陶器。
If we pour ourselves out, there's not much left.
那如果我们呢，我这淘气的容那个空间是有限的哈。我如果把自己这样倒出去的话，事实上越倒是越少的。
But if the Holy Spirit fills that little clay pot, and then He pours Himself out from us,
但是呢
that's what He wants.
我们的这个淘气皿呢，方法不是这样，我们一直倒我们自己不是这样，是圣灵把他自己倒进来，借着我们流出去，是这样子的。
God didn't leave us as orphans.
上帝没有撇下我们成为孤儿。
He didn't come in the form of Jesus or as Jesus came. He came here and did what he had to do, but he did not leave us without anything or any help.
圣灵呢？耶稣走了，但是他没有说走了，然后就让我们随我们去了。他差遣圣灵跟我们在一起来帮助我们。圣灵随时跟我们在一起。
And now it's the Holy Spirit that administers all of the power and grace and love and conviction He just administers as Jesus has done.
现在到我们当中的这种我们对神的这种敬拜也好，或者是我们在这里的服事也好。 都是不管是爱，或者是能力，或者是智慧，或者是我们的这种被管教，都是借着圣灵在管理。Don't
get me wrong. I love to talk about the Holy Spirit. I was rather thrilled this morning when I thought about having to talk about.
我今天早上当我想到要谈到圣灵的时候，我心里就很高兴，我很兴奋。I
long to feel His presence.
我当然很渴慕可以充满着圣灵。I
want to welcome Him into my heart and into my life.
我要很欢迎地接受他到我的心里面来。But
I have recognized what He said. I did not come to tell you about me and what I can do, but I came to tell you about Jesus and what a difference it makes to mankind.
但是我们不要忘记，圣灵自己说：“我来不是要让你来荣耀圣灵自己，不要对圣灵有一个特别的那种过分的那种好像崇拜一样哈。他来是为了让我们更崇敬主耶稣，更能够跟随主耶稣。”
The Holy Spirit never said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me." No, He said, "If Christ be lifted up, He will draw all men."
圣灵没有说把我这个圣灵举起来，然后呢，我就要吸引人。他说呢，人子被举起来，耶稣被举起来，然后吸引人。
Love the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的爱,
Listen to His voice.
爱圣灵, 然后呢, 听他的声音,
Let Him make you into what God wants you to.
容许圣灵来磨造你，成为神要你成为的人。
Tell Him that you'll be His little clay pot.
告诉圣灵说，圣灵啊, 我在这里, 把我塑造成这个小小的器皿。
And that with His help, you will lift up Jesus to the world.
借着圣灵的帮助, 你要成为那个把耶稣的荣耀举起来的这样的一个人。
He is not an it, He is not a thing.
记得他不是没有生命的, 他不是能力。
He is a person.
他是三位一体的神, 他是有位格的。
One girl said one time, I met God as I went through the services. I was sort of made aware of Him.
那有一次有一个姊妹她说呢，在一个聚会里面，她说她我体识到圣灵。
But she said, I met Jesus when I experienced the blood in my life.
她说呢，我知道有圣灵，但是呢，我的经验是建立在耶稣基督的宝血在我身上的功效。
But she said, when I met the Holy Spirit, it was as if power came into my life, as if I was almost born anew. She said, I realized the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我怎么知道圣灵在我生命里面跟我在一起呢？因为呢，他自己说呢，我有这种重新来，就是心里面那种重新再造的这种更新的这种特性的时候呢，我就知道圣灵在我里面做工。
Let's not grieve Him.
不要让圣灵担忧。
Let's not push Him aside.
不要把圣灵搁在旁边。
Let us be aware that He's the one walking beside us in our hearts.
让我们真的体识到他就在你旁边陪着你。
He's the one that is going to help us.
他要帮助你。
He's the one that keeps a tender eye upon us.
他很温柔地用眼睛盯着你。
That we might all gather together in heaven.
好，让我们可以平安无事地
Now, when I teach on the Trinity, on the three in one, I may not always know exactly what I'm talking about.
当我讲到三位一体的时候，事实上我自己也不是很明白这个道理。
The Word of God just tells us there's a God the Father, the God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
神的话很清楚,
Peter told us very vividly in his Word.
特别在彼得里面很清楚告诉我们圣父、圣子、圣灵。
But don't you worry about it.
但是不要担心你不明白。
We don't have to understand everything.
你不需要什么都懂。
We just have to accept His word.
但是你需要用信心接受事实。
And that may be one of the great surprises when we get to heaven.
当你到天堂，你会有一个很大的惊讶。
Then you will see them as they really are.
到那个时候，你就知道哦，原来圣父、圣子、圣灵是怎么样的。
But we know that Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. To be with us.
但是我们很清楚知道，这里耶稣说：“我差遣圣灵跟你们同在。”
Let's be obedient.
让我们顺服。
And let's let Him fill.
让我们充满，愿意让自己是空的，让圣灵充满我们。
Thank you this morning.
感谢主。